Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder and host of Talking with Heroes, going back all the way to December 2005 is when we first did our first program. But if you are listening for the very first time, you can find out about our almost 10-year history now, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011 by going to www.talkingwithheroes.com/about. And also our current programs, our news, our new programs and all that, go to thankyouforyourservice.us. That's our news site. And then we have a new audio and video channel where all of our programs are going now, AmeriStreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. For about a year now, we have talked on the air with about 48 members of an alliance of military support groups, www.r4alliance.org. R4 Alliance is just growing so fast. They have over 61 members now, nonprofits, military support groups, focusing on all different kinds of recreational therapy. And the reports are coming in every week when we do a program with more of them, many of them led by veterans, by the way, veterans helping veterans. But recreational therapy really does work. And there's some studies going on right now. We did a show on that earlier this year with 2 professors. I guess there's 2 or 3 universities involved with the study, and that'll come out early next year. And then we're going to really have fun because the word's getting out amongst the military families, the veterans' families, that there's another option to help with maybe some things they're struggling with, maybe PTS, maybe traumatic brain injury, maybe other injuries. And so anyway, if you've missed any of these previous programs with R4 Alliance members, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and the left column, go to the story that says listen to details about 45 R4 Alliance members, partners, veterans, families, and programs. And you'll have them all in there. Nice program, all of them. Now, tonight, we originally were going to have a program. We had 4 guests scheduled, and we were going to focus on a new initiative by the R4Alliance.org organization called the Patriot Parade Initiative. But last night and the week before, our guests couldn't call in on Block Talk Radio. We still don't know why from last night. And so the decision was made by the group that we would do a combined show next week. And so next week there's going to be the 4 people on that were scheduled tonight, maybe some others, I'm not sure yet. They're going to talk about the Patriot Parade program, initiative program. But we're also going to talk about the upcoming October 21st and 23rd National R4 Alliance Conference. And so what I am going to do tonight, though, is I'm going to read a news release that just came out yesterday, I believe it was, that'll give you a little more information about the Patriot Parade. And I know after you hear this, you're going to want to listen next week. So this is a news release. Hang on a second. You know what? The problem we had last night and the week before is we weren't getting calls coming in from our guests, but there's somebody on the line here. I think I recognize that number. Is this Bert Gillette on the line?
Yeah. Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Wow. So I guess they fixed the issue then, right? Because we're on.
I suppose so. I was going to tune in and listen to you read the news release and everything, and thought I would just give it a shot. So I guess I got through, and hopefully this is the way it continues to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they've been really reliable for almost 3 years now. It's only been 4 times there's been an issue, and twice they've been hacked, which a lot of, unfortunately, computer systems get hacked, but they got right back up. But, well, good. Well, at least we know everything's cool. And, you know, it's interesting that you would call in, though, and you, of course, are going to be on the program tonight, because you were the person that called me over a year ago now and introduced yourself and said, Bob, and you start telling me about this new organization. At that time, I think there was, 19 members, and there's now 61, right? I mean, it's growing so fast, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really exciting. We started this concept in building since 2011, but we got our official 501c3 status in 2014, and in 18 months we went from 8 founding members to over 61 nationwide.
Right, and these are all all nonprofits. Plus, you have strategic partners like RallyPoint.com with now over 700,000 members. I mean, this is really growing. You're all doing such an incredible job. That I guess they're, from listening to all these people I've had the honor of interviewing over the last 12 months. There's a need for this. I've seen it in my own family. They went on a Project Sanctuary retreat with the kids. He's an Iraq veteran. There was other military families there, and they came back and they knew they had gotten some help, and they were feeling a lot better. Plus, they've stayed friends with some of those families. The kids play together, so it really does work. And as I mentioned in the beginning here, especially early next year when these studies get released, it's going to be a wake up call across the country. Don't you agree?
Gosh, I hope so, Bob. The biggest thing that we need to do in our industry is prove that what we do works. We see it every day. We see it with thousands of families that we serve. Collectively, R4 Alliance has served over 160,000 individuals. So
wow.
For something to have this sort of a mass impact and participation, it's obvious that what we do works. But we need to
absolutely
get the proof in the pudding and show the nation that, unequivocally, what we do is stellar and cost-effective and is really helping our military family.
Absolutely. Well, I've heard so many stories over the last year from veterans who said they were suicidal. I remember one saying they were about ready to commit suicide, and they got a call from another veteran and said, hey, and told them about, I think it was a kayaking trip or something, maybe fishing, and he went on that and it saved his life. And I've heard from veterans who are now helping these organizations. Some are starting their own organizations, right, because of the experience they had. And so many of them saying they're able to get off or reduce their prescription drugs. Their family life is better. I mean, yeah, we have a big job here, though, Bert. All of us. We got to get the word out. We got to get these messages out.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well, I'll look forward to next week because I guess next week what we're going to do is have the full group on that we're going to have tonight, and we're going to talk more about the Patriot Parade Initiative, which I'll read the news release here to close it. And then we're also going to talk about the upcoming national conference at the Village of Florida, October 21st, 23rd, right?
Yeah, and those are both really exciting and big initiatives, and I was looking forward to this evening, but I'll look as forward to next week when we can get on and really get the details. And something I'm excited about is that with that World Team Sports ride, the 120 miles from the Pentagon to Gettysburg, I decided to go out and do my own personal tribute to my dad and rode the 120 miles, took my flag with me, posted a tribute up on Patriots Parade. And the cool thing is that we're going to have my dad on next week and
absolutely
be able to get his perspective on what it's like to be a service member whom somebody that cared about him took the time to go on Patriots Parade and make a post and create a tribute and what that meant to him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing him. And every time somebody brings a father on, though, I think of my dad, our dad, my brothers, myself, sister. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He's a World War II veteran, but oh my gosh, he had these stories from his, being in the Pacific in the aircraft carrier, and just so many stories. And he saved some people's lives. Plane was coming in wrong, and he caught it quickly and averted a crash. And I mean, just wow. And I'm sure your dad has so many stories. I guess he served for over 20 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like there's so many people out there, everyone, I would beg to say, almost everyone in this country has a family member that served, a brother, a sister, a good friend, a community leader, someone they respect that served. And
right,
we haven't had a platform for Joe American to be able to get out there and tell their story and their experience and pay tribute to the people that they care about and recognize their service. So I think that that's, to me, that's what's really exciting about the Patriots Parade. It's giving a voice to those who want to honor service members that they care about, and a voice to go out and tell those stories that otherwise may have been lost.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're going to have a great program next week. I'm really excited about it. Okay, well, you want me to go ahead and read the news release now?
Yeah, please do, and let's just give a good idea about what the Patriots Parade is, and let's get everybody filled in on the details next week with our big group.
Absolutely. All right, well, here goes, folks. R4 Alliance launches initiative to honor and benefit U.S. military members and establish the world's longest virtual military history book. The R4 Alliance, a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose member organizations provide community and formal-based therapeutic recreational therapy programs throughout all of the 50 United States to military service members and families suffering from military-related medical conditions, announces the launch of the Patriots Parade Initiative. The initiative includes an interactive digital platform for military members, families, and friends to create tributes in honor of those who have served the U.S. in a military capacity dating back to the American Revolution, regardless of active duty in battle. The project is web-based to centralize communication and promote widespread awareness. An integral aspect of the project includes a listing of names, photos, and videos of patriots from all military eras beginning in 1775. Log on to www.patriotsparade.org to create a free tribute during a 30-day promotional period. The Patriots Parade Initiative is a sweeping effort established by the R4 Alliance to heighten awareness of the civilian population concerning misconceptions about veteran care and to educate the public on how our nation's U.S. military members and their families can be better served. The project also establishes a financial environment to support the success of member organizations while ensuring that no service member is ever forgotten and no returning service member goes without effective care. In the aftermath of the post-9/11 conflict, there are more than 650,000 veterans or members of the military suffering from battle-related post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and military sexual trauma, resulting in a reported 22 suicides per day. This statistic mandates not only alternative forms of support for the U.S. military population, but also a national private sector consciousness that will help guide it. Between 2012 and 2013, a group of dedicated organizations and concerned individuals concerned, along with members of the Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Army, and the Veterans Administration, to create the R4 Alliance. The R4 Alliance is launching the Patriots Parade to alleviate the often overlooked necessity for military members to share their experiences in a narrative, communicated format, thus abating the trauma of suicide, often correlated with battle fatigue, isolation, and reduced self-esteem. The R4 Alliance maximizes potential for U.S. military members through member-driven standards of excellence, research, education, training, and development of a continuum of care, improving recreation and rehabilitation to achieve reintegration. The Patriots Parade website also serves as the world's longest virtual military history book where military service tributes can be posted under respective historical chapters. Chuck Steele, R4 Alliance Executive Director, notes, and I quote, "We've discovered that many of the U.S. military members we serve through the R4 Alliance lack a platform to express their personal experiences in an interactive environment. We recognize their sacrifice and contribution to our freedom, and this website provides them with a voice to share their involvement. In addition, we acknowledge that there are countless patriots who have engaged in military efforts throughout the decades that we would like to document and highlight for their courageous deeds in establishing and defending our country. Unquote. By the way, Chuck Steele is also an Air Force veteran. The R4 Alliance has grown to over 60 programs that collaborate to address the needs of America's active duty, active military duty, and veterans to provide access to effective RT programs, recreational therapy, while sustaining growth on a national basis. Visit www.r4alliance.org for additional information or call 855-474-2554. And that's the news release that just went out. And so next week, we're going to hear from, Bert Gillette, who called in today, and his dad is going to be on, retired Lieutenant Colonel Gillette, Vicki Hansen-Williams, website designer at Mountain Dreamworks, and the designer of the Patriot Parade Initiative site, and also Eva Stimson with EMS Consulting. And, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Gillette, Sr., a non-deployed service member with 20 years of service. And so that's what we're going to do next week, folks, to help get the word out. And we appreciate you listening tonight. And, Bert, do you have anything you want to add before we go off the air?
Well, I'm going to sum all that up real quick to all the callers out there and or all the listeners out there. And all those folks that have a veteran in their life that they'd like to recognize and pay tribute to. And that is help us build this wall. We're striving to tell your story, to tell the stories of folks that may have otherwise been forgotten, to give you an opportunity to show appreciation to and tribute that special person in your life that's wearing the uniform. And so help us build this wall. Go visit our website, get engaged, tell the stories, post the pictures, and help us build this into something that helps us to not only tell the stories of our military family, but also to ensure the success and longevity of these services that are so crucial to the reintegration of our veterans.
Very well said, Bert. I look forward to doing this exciting program next week. And, of course, we're going to be together again next month, and we'll hear more about this next week, but at the R4 Alliance Conference, where we're going to do a whole bunch of video talk show events. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Once a year we get everybody in the same place, at the same time, looking in the same direction, and we have a little fun in the process, so. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
About it.
Yep. Well, thank you for getting through. Thank you for calling in tonight. And we'll talk to you next week live on the air with your dad, with Vicki and Eva. So appreciate it. So, folks,
I look forward to it. And,
Okay.
That was a good show. Next week's going to be a great show. And
absolutely.
I want to see everybody tune in and hear stories and listen to the details about what it is we're putting together.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bert, very much. So, folks, before I go off the air, I do always like to end the program. First of all, help share this program with other people. Listen next week. Help get the word out. We'll have it on our social media sites here in just a few days, maybe Monday or sooner. But to all of our men and women who are serving around the world, thank you for your service to our country and your families. Thank you to all our veterans and families for your service. But to those of you who could be in an area where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.